Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Whitestone REIT, also known by its ticker WSR. If you're not familiar with this player in the real estate investment trust space, let me give you a quick rundown. Whitestone REIT is a company focused on owning and operating high-quality open-air shopping centers in growing markets, primarily in the U.S. They're part of the real estate sector, specifically in the retail REIT industry, and they've carved out a niche by targeting community-centric properties in affluent areas. With a solid portfolio under their belt, they aim to deliver consistent returns through rental income and property appreciation. So let's dive into what's been happening with Whitestone lately, break down their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, and see if this stock deserves a spot in your long-term portfolio. First, let's touch on some recent performance and news to set the stage. Looking at their stock performance, Whitestone has shown some mixed results across different timeframes. Short term, the past week and month have been a bit of a roller coaster, but when you zoom out to the 6-month and 1-year marks, there's a steadier trend that suggests resilience, especially when compared to broader industry performance in retail REITs. Over the longer 5-year horizon, they've held their ground, which is promising for those of us thinking about the big picture. On the news front, there hasn't been any earth-shattering headlines, but the focus seems to be on their strategic moves to optimize their portfolio. Think acquisitions, dispositions, and redevelopment projects. This ties directly into what they discussed in their latest earnings call for Q3 2025, where they highlighted strong financial results and a clear emphasis on maintaining a healthy balance sheet while enhancing property value. That's the kind of forward-thinking approach we like to see. But let's dig deeper into the numbers and strategy to see if it all holds up. Now, let's break this down into a proper SWOT analysis, starting with what Whitestone REIT is doing right. Strengths. One of their biggest strengths is their portfolio focus on high-quality, community-oriented shopping centers in growing markets. Their properties are often in affluent areas, which typically means stable tenant demand and lower vacancy risks. This positioning gives them a solid foundation for consistent rental income, a key driver for any REIT. Financially, they're showing some muscle. Based on the latest earnings call summary from Q3 2025, Whitestone reported strong results, which aligns with steady revenue and gross profit figures from recent income statements. Their operating income and net income have been holding up well, suggesting they're managing costs effectively, even in a competitive space. Another plus is their free cash flow yield. The metrics show a healthy figure here, which means they've got cash to reinvest into properties or pay out dividends without stretching themselves thin. Speaking of dividends, their yield is competitive within the industry, making them attractive for income-focused investors like many of you watching. Lastly, their current ratio and quick ratio are both in a decent range, indicating they've got enough liquidity to handle short-term obligations. For a REIT, that's a reassuring sign of financial stability. Weaknesses. Now let's not sugarcoat things. Whitestone isn't without its flaws. One concern is their debt-to-equity ratio, which is on the higher side. While they're managing it for now, a heavy debt load in a rising interest rate environment could squeeze margins if not addressed. Long-term investors need to keep an eye on how they plan to deleverage. Their return on equity isn't exactly setting the world on fire. Compared to some peers in the retail REIT space, it's a bit underwhelming, which suggests they might not be maximizing shareholder value as efficiently as they could. Also, while their portfolio is strong, it's still heavily tied to retail real estate. Even with a focus on affluent areas, any broader downturn in consumer spending or a shift to e-commerce could hit their tenants hard, and by extension, their bottom line. Opportunities. On the flip side, there's plenty of room for Whitestone to grow. Their strategy of redevelopment and portfolio optimization, as mentioned in the Q3 2025 earnings call, is a big opportunity. By upgrading properties and focusing on high-growth markets, they can boost rental rates and attract premium tenants, which could drive revenue higher over the long haul. Looking at industry trends, retail REITs are seeing a bit of a revival as physical shopping experiences make a comeback post-pandemic. Whitestone is well positioned to capitalize on this if they keep targeting the right demographics and locations. Their forward PE ratio, based on analyst estimates, looks reasonable compared to the industry average. This suggests the stock isn't overvalued right now, and if they execute on growth plans, there could be upside for price appreciation, something to chew on for those of you looking at both income and capital gains. Lastly, geographic expansion or diversification into adjacent property types could be a game changer. While they're focused on specific markets now, scaling into new regions with similar demographics could spread risk and open new revenue streams. Threats. Let's talk about the risks, because ignoring them isn't an option. First up, the broader economic environment. Inflation, interest rates, and consumer confidence all play a huge role in retail spending, and any negative shift could pressure Whitestone's tenants, leading to higher vacancies or rent concessions. Competition in the retail REIT space is fierce. Bigger players with deeper pockets could outbid them for prime properties or offer better terms to tenants, potentially eroding Whitestone's market share. Their debt levels, as I mentioned earlier, are a lingering threat. If they can't refinance at favorable rates, or if cash flow takes a hit, servicing that debt could become a real headache. Finally, industry performance data shows that retail REITs can be volatile over shorter timeframes. While Whitestone has shown resilience over the long term, any sector-wide downturn could drag them down, at least temporarily, impacting sentiment and stock price. So, where does this leave us? Let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. Whitestone REIT has a lot going for it, with a strong portfolio, decent financials, and a clear strategy to enhance value through redevelopment. Their focus on affluent markets gives them an edge in terms of stability, and for long-term investors, that consistent dividend yield is a nice cherry on top. However, the debt levels and exposure to retail-specific risks are real concerns that shouldn't be ignored. If you're considering adding Whitestone to your portfolio, think about balancing it with other sectors to mitigate some of those threats. The opportunities for growth are there, especially if they execute well on their portfolio plans. But patience will be key, as macroeconomic factors could create some bumps along the way. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT analysis on MarketSnap. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got content available in video, audio, and article formats, plus detailed SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts on Whitestone REIT in the comments. Do you see it as a long-term hold, or are you wary of the risks? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.